And a great big Arizona good morning to you all. I dare say it's a euphoric Arizona Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House. Go ahead and pour yourself that first big cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Get prepared to grab your phone and give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. We're going to be in the garden with John J. Harper for the next hour. Anything having to do with landscaping, water, irrigation, trimming, fertilizing, de-weeding, whatever it is that you're trying to tackle around your yard or your garden, we've got the answers for you here this morning at Rosie on the House. That's 1-888-767-4348. Hey, Dunkin' Donuts is running a little special right now. If you pick up a flat of water, the water plastic bottles, you know, you can pick up a flat for a couple bucks. They'll give you free coffee for a week, all right? They're actually donating the water to the Phoenix Rescue Mission, and get in there and give it a try. So plenty of other opportunities at Dunkin. They've also got the raspberry lime and the strawberry lemonade coladas going on over there. And I want to tell you why I think I am in such a euphoric mode. John Jay, you should have woke up a very wealthy man this morning.
Really?
From my back patio, yeah. There was the most perfect rainbow I think I've ever seen. And one leg of that rainbow was smack dab, as best I could tell, on top of your house.
I didn't get up on the roof and check.
You, somewheres on your property,
Trina.
There's a pot of gold, buddy.
Honey, are you busy? Can you run outside and check on a few things?
Check behind the oleanders. Check behind the kennels. Check behind the front door. But, I mean, it was a absolutely beautiful, beautiful.
There was a very rainbow. Orange glow this morning. That sunrise,
nice
was
orange glow,
just a beautiful orange glow, and drove here this morning in mist,
light mist
again, deja vu, just like last Saturday.
Yep.
So, you know, the best part about this Saturday,
start of football.
That's the second best part.
What's the first best?
It's the last day of August.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You know, nobody wants to see time go any faster than it goes, but August can just go any time it wants.
It's checking out.
So
I'll tell you what.
We're checking out August. We're starting fall football Friday night. Oh. High school football last night.
Oh, man. I was in the stands at Horizon High School last night. The sun was setting on the McDowell Mountains in the east, and it was a slight sprinkle, and the clouds were just all surrounded. So, oh, man, and the color guard was standing on the new field on the 50-yard line, and a friend of mine's daughter was doing the national anthem. And, man, I tell you what, if on Friday night at high school football with a color guard on the 50-yard line, sunset on the McDowell Mountains, and the national anthem being said, if you don't tear up, you don't have a pulse.
It's a great time of year.
Oh, man. Well, Horizon battled down to a close loss.
That was a shootout, wasn't it?
56-53. I heard Chaparral and Saguaro were having quite a run at it, too. I don't know. Many of you don't know this, but John Jay and I go back to the 1970s backfield, Chaparral Firebirds. We were next door neighbors in our lockers in the football locker room for 1 year. Hey,
we only set back the Chaparral football program about 30 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people don't know this little story. Is I was actually the starting left halfback, and John Jay, you were what, 2 years behind me?
2 years. Yeah.
Two years behind me. And I kind of liked the position of starting halfback. It was a brand new high school, so there wasn't a lot of talent there. So anybody that showed up pretty well got to start. Rosie Romero. John Jay gets there, and the coach benches me, puts John Jay in. I thought he was the dumbest coach on the planet. Now, John Jay, how long were your rushing records good at Chaparral?
I don't know.
It was 16 years, your rushing records.
That's how bad they were for 16 years.
So the coach wasn't quite as dumb as I thought. So, hey, let's get to business here. I could talk football now. You know, we've got the big, big party at our house tonight with the LSU game. Well, Wildcats kind of made mincemeat out of the Lumberjacks last night, I guess, huh?
Yeah, you know, which I guess they should. I just hope the Lumberjacks filled up their athletic coffers with money because of the big gate. You know, that's got to be the only reason they do that.
And ASU, I didn't catch
Sacramento State.
They play Sacramento
Thursday.
State. Oh, okay. That's our opening day Thursday. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get on with it. I could talk high school and college football for the rest of the 3 hours, but that's not what we're here for. We're here to talk about gardening. If you'd like to ask us a question about anything having to do with your garden or your yard, again, the number is 1-888-767-4348. When you call in, let us know what your high school team you're rooting for is, regardless where you are in the state of Arizona.
You betcha.
Even if you're rooting for St. John's.
That's good.
Yeah, state champions like 6 years in a row.
They had to play good football up there.
All right, John Jay, how about the garden tip?
Well, the garden tip is, you know, as we mentioned, August is adios. It's history. It's time to start thinking about fall gardens. We've been teasing you with fall gardens, getting the soil ready, you know, making sure you're planting, working in the compost. Well, all of that stuff should be going on or near completion by now, because come September, tomorrow, on the planting calendar, we go from like 7 or 8 things that you can plant to, you know, 25 or 30 things in the month of September.
Like what?
Like fall gardens or winter gardens are things that, if you wanted to think of it this way, you can eat the root, a stem or a portion of the leaf of, or a modified flower or bud. So root crops, radishes, turnips, beets, carrots, onions, okay? Leafy things, all the lettuces, the spinach, the chards, you know, those types of things. And then, you know, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, those types of crops. There are some exceptions to that, like winter squash, which is actually the fruit, you know, that you would pick off a vine. So you can do winter squash. You can do beans.
I know a guy that started peanuts.
Yeah, peanuts do okay here.
They do?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't even know what a peanut plant looks like.
You know, it's kind of a pretty little ground cover. It grows, you know, on top of the ground and re-roots, and the peanuts grow, you know, kind of like a potato would grow. It hits the ground and forms a root underneath it. And they're kind of cool.
When he told me, I had never even heard of anyone growing peanuts except the past president of the United States. They work okay?
They do. They grow pretty well in clay kind of soils and the heat. Now, it's generally something I think you would grow more as a late summer, early fall crop. As it gets colder, they're not going to do as well.
Okay.
And it's a little, you got to find peanut seed, raw seed peanuts. You can't go buy a jar of Planters salted roasted peanuts and plant those.
Salt and honey, roasted. I'll plant those.
They don't come up that way.
Oh man, what a scam! So what happens when you get the peanut out? Do you have to roast them? Do you eat them raw?
You can eat them raw. You know, we used to way back. We got one year. We bought a bag of seed peanuts, and they came in a big burlap sack. And I think we ate more of them than we sold. They're still pretty good. I kind of like them. Just raw peanuts. You can probably buy them at, you know, maybe like a Whole Foods or a Sprouts or something might sell an unroasted raw seed peanut.
My biggest thing, when he said it's a ground plant, I mean, we've got a pecan tree, there's pistachio trees, almond trees. It's a nut, so I just kind of assume that, you know, I never would have guessed a ground cover that a peanut was a root.
Yeah, peanut's not a tree nut.
Interesting. Now, are there other ground nuts other than peanuts that we can grow in the state?
Now you're going to make me think.
Okay, well.
I don't think so. I'm not sure, but I don't think so. That can be grown here anyway.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. It is time to start planting, and at Harper's Nursery's website, there is a recipe for getting your soil prepped.
Right.
Is that something you do every planting season, or you do that and it's okay for a year?
You got to do it every time, at least part of it every time. You know, because we get so warm and we water so much, it's hard to keep organic material viable in the soil here. It generally solubilizes and disappears, or the soil would stay nice and black and rich once you did it once. It would just stay that way. If you go out and start turning your soil, though, after 6 months, you know, you'll find little chunks of wood that haven't decomposed or some of that, but you don't find any of that dark, rich color again. It starts now, you know, I kind of compare it to soup. You know, your soil gets better every time you do it. You'll have to do less of that probably every time you do it. But you always want to add at least some gypsum or soil sulfur to counteract the alkalinity, and some organic fertilizers to get the nitrogen back up some, and a little bit of organic material. just blend it all in, mix it all in, make it look, you know, so it's homogeneous, so it all looks the same. Water it good a time or two, and you're ready to go.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to get on the line, let's start in Mesa with Chris this morning. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
I've got a citrus question because last year I had some Caracara oranges, but they just didn't have any flavor. They were plenty juicy, and I was told that I was overwatering them. And I didn't know what the balance was between overwatering and underwatering and how you could tell by maybe looking at the tree or what. I don't know.
Well, an overwatered tree would probably have a very yellow appearance to the foliage, typically. A lot of times if you're overwatering citrus, you'll get some splitting of the fruit, especially here pretty quick. In the next month or so, we're going to have people calling in wondering why their citrus fruits are starting to split a
little bit. That's overwatering.
Well,
there's
it
just can so much
be.
It can't, the rind can't hold it, and it just bursts.
Yeah, usually what, though, it's also a byproduct of the fact that the rind got sunburned a little bit, and it's pretty typical to have some of that no matter what you do on your trees. If you've got an orange that's hanging on the southwest edge of the tree, unprotected by a leaf, it's probably going to sunburn on that edge and split. But an overwatered tree would have a kind of a light green, lime green, maybe even to bright yellow appearance in the foliage. And I don't think that would have any effect on your flavor, quite frankly.
And the good news, like you've often said about citrus, it's going to produce more than you could eat anyway. So you lose a couple, life goes on. We'll be back right after this. Mike, Sarah, and you at 1-888-767-4348.